Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
David and 400 of his warriors were on the march, determined to wipe out Nabal's entire male population, 1 Samuel 25:22. Perhaps David's pent-up frustration against Saul could be released against a churlish man who wasn't, quote, the Lord's anointed, and so considered fair game. But someone saw it differently. Abigail, the wise wife, had been advised by a servant about Nabal's foolish response to David's appeal. There wasn't a moment to lose. Taking with her, quote, 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 sheep already dressed, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, 1 Samuel 25:18, she headed off for the showdown with 401 angry men. Some gift basket, some gumption. Soon she saw them approaching. Quote, she dismounted quickly from the donkey, fell on her face before David, verse 23, and immediately launched into her appeal. She said she wasn't there when the incident happened, but knew this sort of behavior was typical of her husband. But she was willing to take, quote, this iniquity, verse 24, on herself, and begged David not to besmirch his own reputation by taking this action. David's response? God sent you, verse 32. And you have preserved me, quote, from avenging myself with my own hand, verse 33. The upshot? When Abigail got home, Nabal was partying and so drunk he was insensible. In the morning, when she told him the news, quote, his heart died within him, verse 37. His body became as stony as his heart. He lingered for 10 days, after which, quote, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died, verse 38. When David heard, he didn't take long to propose to the wise widow, and they were soon married. Clearly, there's a link between being a blessed peacemaker and living happily ever after.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.